Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, nice to see our friend Tom Wilson here. Tom's the boss at Allstate, a perennial top 100 on the Fortune 500 list. You would think that would take up all his time. But no, he has time to hang out with us occasionally. It's so good to see you again.
Nice. It's always fun to be here.
How's your summer?
My summer is going well. I love Chicago. We have a house in Michigan, so I spend a lot of time out there. It's nice.
What part of Michigan?
New Buffalo, 73 miles.
Nice. Easy to get to?
Easy, yep.
Are you a boating guy, or what do you do when you're there?
I'm a bike riding guy and a beach guy.
A bike riding and beach?
Yeah.
Just so read can on you the just, beach. Really, you can just sit out and read?
Yeah.
And you don't check your phone, and you're not texting, and you're not doing anything?
The phone doesn't work out there. It's perfect.
Because
my wife likes it. She's like, you're unattached.
All the millennials on the beach are going, what is he reading? What is he doing?
What is that?
Why is he
holding something that looks to be paper?
Right.
Let's talk about WeDay, because the WeDay special is coming around again. When WeDay started, this seemed like a pretty good idea, and maybe it blows up into something, maybe it doesn't. But this is changing kids' lives every day.
It's been amazing. So we met the group, the two guys who founded it. Craig Kielberger is one of them when he was 12, right? He's a kid when he founds it.
Yeah.
It takes over Canada. We meet him. We say, we need to bring this to the United States. So last year in Illinois, we had 150,000 kids doing volunteer work. Makes them more confident, makes them more believe in themselves. They love school better.
They network. Teachers,
yeah, they network and they just learn things.
And was last year the first special? TV?
Tonight will be the third time we show it. Yeah, it's on CBS tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time. And it's an hour long. So what we do is, as you know, we have WeDay as the day-long celebration of the work they do all year long.
Speeches and concerts and programs and all that.
Yeah, Tyrese Gibson's on it, Oprah Winfrey, Demi Lovato. But
Winfrey, you familiar with her? Whatever happened to her? Did she ever make anything of herself?
I think she had a good run.
Yeah,
she's reasonably well known. Who else is known by just one name?
Exactly.
When you say Tom, they don't think about me.
Yeah, Steve doesn't work either. So a great group, inspiring kids again, and the cool thing about the TV special and the follow-up online, obviously, is all those eyeballs encourage more kids to get involved, and it spreads around the country.
That's what we hope, is that parents will watch it or record it, watch it with your kids, with your grandkids, because you see the stories of the kids. Steve, when I meet these kids, like there's a woman, Mary Pat, who we had here in Chicago. She's from Atlanta. She got upset about kids shooting kids, so she took some of her college money and bought a billboard and said, just think twice on it. And it started a movement. Other people said, well, we'll give you some money. We'll do a billboard. Pretty soon, all over Atlanta, they got these billboards. And so we show stories like that so kids know they can make a difference. It doesn't matter what age you are. You can be 12. You can be 15. You can have money. You can not have money. You can be a school leader. And kids step up and do something different.
I think about that. How about that, though? Just something as simple as that. Just think twice before you pull the trigger and change lives forever. And who knows how many people she saved just by that simple phrase.
And it's inspiring to other people.
I think it's cool, too, because when we first started, remember, it was kind of not limited, but volunteering at a park, going and repainting a school. Now these students have come up with great ideas and projects to do. The last time we talked to some students who went to a nursing home and hung out for a day and read and performed and did skits, which I think is so cool.
Well, that's the great thing about it is it's cause inclusive. Like, we don't care what you do. Just do something. So you were talking about bullying earlier. There are kids who raise money for bullying. They have a bake sale, raise money for bullying. They put signs up in their school. Yep. Kids are aware of it. They're just making a difference.
All right. Now, this is something you got to get on now for next year because it continues to grow. And though it's really well branded here in Illinois, it doesn't mean Illinois schools that haven't done it so far can't get involved. So you've got links all over the Allstate website. That's as good a place to go as any, right?
They can go there. They can go to we.org. The teachers can download materials. You can use our help to get started, or you can just get the materials and start yourself and then call. So we'll send people out to schools. We'll have people come out and talk to the kids, give them ideas on what to do. So we'll help the teachers. But everybody can do this. You don't need to be sophisticated to help kids volunteer.
Is this one of the most satisfying things you've done as the boss of Allstate? It's got to be.
It is, yeah, because you're making it, you know, it's it's about helping the kids. That's good. But what you know is that the kids are going to help other kids. So it's like giving it forward. And I don't know where this will go. And it's certainly not because of me. It's because of these kids. But there's something satisfying about seeing these kids go to make a difference.
Has it changed you as a dad? I know when we do Kid of the Week here, we celebrate kids on this Tuesday morning feature who do great things all year long. And you guys are our partners in it. And then I go home and tell my kids, you have to do more right now.
Yeah.
Actually, my kids are great. They're very community involved, and I'm sure your kids are as well. But this opens up your own kids' eyes when you get involved in a program like this.
They are. They do. Our kids equally give back, so we feel good about that. But I ask them to come to We Day with me. I'm like, come see how great this is, because I think when I was early on in my life, I didn't believe in kids as much as I do today. Today, I'm like, they got more than we got. Like, you know, you go, girl. You don't have all the barriers, all the things I've dealt with. And so I think I believe more in youth today because of this. And I feel good about that.
I think believing in them is the greatest first step, because so many kids that we've interviewed have an idea and they say, well, this is the outlet now. This is where I can actually put it into action.
And when you believe in them, then they believe in themselves, and it's a catalyst for action. It's great.
We were talking about the 12-year-old kid who started this. Whatever happened to that youngster?
He's now 33. He's married, just had his first child, and he is still doing this 24 hours a day all around the world since. So they'll actually take kids overseas, so we try to get them to do something locally, something internationally. So he's fully engaged in this. He's written like 10 books. They celebrated the 100-year anniversary of Canada, and he was one of the key people.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Can you hang around a second?
Yeah,
just some traffic. More with Tom Wilson. The Steve Cochran Show continues live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Tom Wilson's here, CEO at Allstate. And Tom, you've been a friend, and we've known you for a long time, and obviously we appreciate the partnership. But I'm always, and you know this, I'm always fascinated by what you do, because you're the most normal CEO I've ever met. Are you a tough guy to work for?
Well, thank you for calling me normal.
It's a good name.
You know, I'm all about believing in people, and I'm easy to work for if I know you know. If I think you don't know, then I'm not that easy to work for.
So when you say, if I think you don't know stuff I think you should know?
Yes, yeah. So I'm always asking questions like, you know, and sometimes people are like, why are you asking a question? I don't care actually about the answer. I just want to know that you know. So if you know, then I'm good.
Everybody's busy now. Everybody's about saving time. The drains on this and a CEO of a Fortune 500 company have got to be considerable. So have you got any super secret you want to share with the rest of the world now on how you manage your day?
I try to know what my purpose is. So I know what I'm trying to do in life. And mine happens to be I want to help people achieve more meaning and success. I've achieved more success than I ever thought. So now, and if that's your purpose, then I align my day around that. So when I'm talking to someone, I'm always thinking about how do I help make them more successful. And when I do that, I feel good, and I'm getting my job done.
The business of insurance and being the big dog in the yard doesn't make it any easier. It changes constantly. So what goes now? I mean, do you guys have to plan 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road? And how do you do that when the internet changes things every 10 minutes?
Yeah, well, we have to just make sure we do it every day. So we get like 6 million claims a year. So we just, you know, people have catastrophes. We got to help fix their roofs, their cars and stuff. So you got to do it really well there. But then you look longer term. So what's going on with the personal transportation system is just fascinating. The ability to reduce the cost that we all spend driving around and buying cars and all that stuff, it's the single biggest economic opportunity in America. We could have a $3,000 per household increase in their annual income.
On car expenses.
On car, you know, we have $4 trillion tied up in cars, and they use 3-4% of the time. Like everywhere I go, I see, you know, cars sitting around. And it's like, geez, wouldn't it be great if we could use them more often?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it difficult to deal in this political world that we're in because you don't know which way things are going to go, and politics and the law determine a lot of what insurance and Allstate can do?
We're regulated at the state level, so we get 50 different opportunities to participate. Some states are in good places, others
right.
are not in great places.
Right.
But we just work with people to try to get done. It doesn't really get in our way much.
Well, you seem like an optimistic guy. Am I reading you right?
I'm always glass half full. You got to believe in people. You got to believe the world is going to be good. And I refuse to get dragged down by all the negativity.
Allstate has a business model, which obviously the rest of the insurance companies in the world do to in different ways. But this is one of the reasons that and whatever you do with your insurance life, obviously, is your business. But I like being able to have an agent, somebody that you can pick up the phone and talk to, somebody that you can say, here's my situation. Who do I talk to now or whatever, as opposed to a click-through situation, which a lot of companies do because it costs less to do it and all of that. You ever see that model changing for you guys?
Well, we have all those models. So we have our Allstate agency. So we got 36,000 people who every day just take care of our customers, like you.
Right.
And like one of my daughters, she's got no interest in ever knowing anything about insurance. She just like call and take care of it for me. My son, on the other hand, is very much doing it. He would do it on his own. And we have a company, Esurance, which you just click. You just do it online. So our goal is we'll give it to any way you want. Like if you want somebody to help you, we got somebody there. You want to do it by yourself, we'll help you do it by yourself.
That's interesting. So if your kids had a claim, they don't just go to you and go, Dad.
Fix it. No, maybe they do.
No, they don't even tell me usually. And then someone calls me and says, you guys know you had an accident? I'm like, nah. I have to circle around.
Right. Again, it's the big Wee Day special. It's tonight on CBS. All over the country, wherever you're listening, check your local listings. But it's 7 o'clock Chicago time. And amongst the things you're going to see on the special tonight and be inspired by, if you're not familiar with Wee Day and you're a new listener to the show or it's the first time you're hearing us talk about it, over a million youth participated in programs associated with Wee Day and the foundation, the Good Starts Young, which is part of our Kid of the Week initiative every week that Allstate also co-sponsors. But you've stood up there on that stage. You've stood up on stage in front of all those kids, you know, yelling and screaming and getting excited. What's that like?
It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done because you stand up there and no matter how badly you feel about politics or the world or you get inspired because you know these kids are going to make a difference. They're excited, they're positive, and they're doing something good in the world. And so you come away feeling like this is a good country and this is going to be a good place, and I'm glad I had the opportunity to be a part of it.
We're going to have Tom come in every morning.
Yeah.
Snap me out of my phone.
I would love to come in. You guys are first. Thank you for your support, too. This has
always been
fabulous. Like getting people out. Everybody who watches this show will be inspired. And because you've helped them see it, you'll be inspiring people, too.
And again, I don't want people to miss the boat here. I don't want to scare anybody out of, oh, it's too late, because it's not. But if you got a school and you've thought about this for a couple of years and you haven't taken the leap yet, don't wait any longer. Get involved in your Wee Day programs. And get these kids involved in your school. Do it today. Get ready for going back to school now. This is a great thing to take back when you go back in a couple of weeks. Wee.org, the best place?
Yes, best place.
Nice to see you, Tom.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
Thanks.
It's Tom Wilson, famous New Buffalo resident. It's 728. We'll come back after this. More from the Allstate Showcase Studio coming up on 720 WGN.